art triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Wonderful people, great listeners, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We are here to present to you Radio Biafra on this very damn cold London evening. And I also have with me Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. And please, we are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. If you're coming in from work, if you're going to sleep, if you're waking up, if you're having your lunch, if it is Sunday where you are, if it is still Saturday in some parts of the world, even if it is Friday midnight for you, if you are the outer reaches of the United States, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. This is your radio station. This is the only place on this earth where you can speak your mind. This is the only platform that allows you unfettered, unadulterated, uncensored freedom of speech. Once again, we are welcoming you. We are saying thank you for listening to us. Thank you for tuning in. And for everyone who's added their friends to the Facebook page, we are saying thank you very much. To all those who have contributed to the upkeep of Radio Biafra, we are saying thank you also. To all those planning to support this great initiative, we are also saying thank you very much. We have quite a lot to bring you this evening, that this is your platform. We do what you ask us to do. You are the boss. We are not the boss. We are only here to bring the Biafran family together, to put brothers in touch with one another, to put sisters in touch with one another, to forge an unbreakable bond of brotherhood, of love between us, to enable us to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Radio Biafra is for truth and honesty, nothing more, nothing less. Any day we deviate from the path of truth, we are finished as a people. Once again, if you want to join us during our discussion, which should start happening round about in the next half an hour, you know the number to call. It is on your screen. It doesn't matter what you're using to listen to us. The number to call Radio Biafra on is there. If you're lacking the number to contact, please go to the Facebook page of Radio Biafra, which is Radio Biafra London. On Facebook, type it in your search field. You should be able to come through to us. Please, if you're joining us for the very first time, if this is your first time of contacting Radio Biafra, please do know that you're welcome. We debate very robustly. Please do not be offended. We are training ourselves for the new Biafra to come. We don't want somebody, if you think that your views are not being taken on board, then you get upset and you run away. Please, we want you to be part of what we are doing as a big family. Take all that is coming your way and also be able to give it. We want to train people who are very robust when it comes to defending and standing their ground, but not maxed in some kind of emptiness. You have to be making sense. You have to be talking sense for you to be able to address us. You can speak to us in Idoma language, in Ibibio, if you prefer, in broken English, in Pidgin English, in Ijo language, in Ishekiri, in Urobo, in Anang, any dialect you want to speak. In fact, the more you speak your dialect, the better for us. We are not censoring anybody. This is an open platform. It is an open ground. It's an open field for you to say whatever it is on your mind. We are here so you can direct the movement of Biafra towards the realization of our dream, which is an independent homeland for the chosen people of God. We are also asking you, please, that whatever contribution you have to make, please make it very, very brief, make it very succinct. We are trying to accommodate, to cram in into 2 hours as possible. So you do have to try and bear with us. Before we proceed any further, I will go to Dr. Egemba to please say hello to you. Then I'll come and give you the details as to how you can get hold of us this evening, please. Doctor, the wonderful people of Biafra are listening all over the world. Please say hello to them before we proceed. Hello. I don't think Dr. Egemba's line is a bit troubling. I'm sure he should be able to join us later on. Please, once again, this is Radio Biafra. Good evening from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, your host and the director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the Biafran people. You are welcome to our program. We come to you 7 p.m. every evening from London. 7 p.m. from London every evening. You are with us all the way through to 9 p.m. That is the London time. We know for some of you, it varies depending on where you are in the world. Radio Biafra is the widest listened to indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. We are the largest growing media network anywhere you can find on the internet or that is internet-based. We are also planning in the not-too-distant future to be able to bring this wonderful news to our people who can then listen to us on transistor radios. Our people in Australia are putting that together. We are asking for assistance in whatever way we can to make sure that our people back home do receive Radio Biafra as well. Once again, if you're joining us, this is Radio. Let us try once again to see if Dr. Egemba is there. Doctor, are you there? Doctor, are you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there? We can't get hold of him, unfortunately. We can't be able to get hold of him, which is we didn't actually plan for the line to be this way today, but that is the way it is. We'll try and fix it. I'm sure that WCHMFO should be able to come back to us to tell us precisely what the problem could be, why we are not able to connect with him. And please, if you're joining us once again, the number to call Radio Biafra on is on your screen. If you wish to contact us via Skype, the number is also there. Just add Radio Biafra to your contact list on Skype. Add Radio Biafra to your contact list. You should be able to get us. And again, please, we are telling you to tell your friends. There is no need keeping Biafra to yourself. You must take the message of Biafra forward. Tell your friends and your family. Tell them that you're listening to Radio Biafra. Assist them. Show them how they can receive Radio Biafra. So that's where we all should be able to partake in this program together and be able to bring wonderful news to our people, because Radio Biafra pitches the news of redemption, trying to take our people forward to the promised land of Biafra. Biafra is the only hope we have. Biafra is where we are going. We have no other place than Biafra. If you're tuned to Radio Biafra, you must be dedicated to the realization of Biafra in truth and honesty, because we can't afford to lie. I will go very speedily to go and bring you the headlines so that we can begin to take your calls as soon as possible. Since it appears that I am presenting Radio Biafra this evening all by myself, you, the listener, should be able to keep us company, be able to interact with me as we go on this very marvelous journey. The headlines on this day, the 18th of May, 2013, is that there is a pregnant woman, an Igbo pregnant woman, who died in a hospital in Port Harcourt because the husband was unable to pay 20,000 naira deposit. A pregnant woman died, Ijoma Omomadumere, died in Port Harcourt because the husband could not afford 20,000 naira to be able to pay the hospital, which is very, very sad. We are also bringing you information this evening that we are following on the issue of the baby factory. The baby factory remains an... Let's see if doctor, are you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there? Hello? I don't think that... Are you there? We can't seem to get hold of him, unfortunately. We are proceeding. I will try and retake the headlines once again because this is Radio Biafra. Everything we do is live. Whatever you hear is real. The headlines on this day, the 18th of May 2013, is that there is a pregnant woman who died in Port Harcourt because her husband was unable to afford 20,000 naira deposit that the hospital was asking for. The doctors at this hospital asked the husband to produce 20,000 naira, which is £80 equivalent, or less than that. About £80 was asked to be deposited. There is no £80, and because of that, this woman is dead. If you're in American dollars, I think it's about $110. Because of the absence of $110, this is for those saying that Igbos are doing very well, that they are rich and they're doing very well all over Nigeria. This is a very clear proof. Now, this sister is dead. Ijoma Madumene is dead because they could not afford 20,000 naira, which is about £80, that some of us will go out this evening or later on this evening, depending on where you are in the world, and spend drinking in a beer parlor. You spend having fun with your friends. This woman is dead because the husband could not afford £80, could not afford the equivalent of $110, or could not afford what most of us will be spending when we go to nightclub, when we go out to have fun with our friends. That is why we are saying that this race for Biafra should be hastened up so that we can save innocent lives that are being wasted in Nigeria every blessed day. We are revisiting the baby making factory. If you recall, this baby factory story kicked off in Osisioma, in Aba, in Abia State, as we reported a few days ago. It is still going on. They are discovering more baby factories all across Igboland. One was discovered in Enugu. Now another one was discovered in Imo State. And the most annoying thing is that a woman who calls herself Madam 1000 is the one grooming all these children, grooming all these teenagers, impregnating them, asking the guards who guard her place to be impregnating all these kids so she can be selling them. And I'm sure she will go to church and give tithe. She will go to church and praise God. She will say to God, "You have done it for me. The miracle, my own miracle is here." Her miracle is selling children, selling babies to the highest bidder. What they do with these children, nobody knows. As we also said, the commissioner for police in all these areas where these heinous crimes are taking place are also partakers in these crimes. But what would you expect? They are exclusively Hausa people, so they don't care if we sell our children to them. We'll be revisiting this story in great detail later on. We are also reporting this evening that the news we brought yesterday, very, very sad news we brought yesterday, that a tree fell and killed 13 people. We actually got the numbers wrong. The total number of people killed by this tree that fell at Mbiri is nearly 51. 51 people died because a tree fell on them. Mbiri is in Mbitolu, part of Imo State. This is where this thing is happening. We'll be asking ourselves this evening, has anybody ever come across, as they are debating all over the place earlier today, has anyone come across where a tree has ever fallen in an Igbo market before, on a market day when the market is packed, and killed so many people? Have you ever heard of such a thing in your life before? We are giving it as an assignment this evening to please for all of us to contact our respective parents where they are. Contact your grandmother, contact your grandfather if they're alive. Look for your uncles who are older. Ask them, please, have you in your lifetime ever heard that a tree fell in a marketplace, regardless of how old the tree is? This is a debate that's been raging on for most part of the day between people that is saying that the tree is old and those that believe that there is more to it than just that. Also, this evening on Radio Biafra, we will be extending our talking point to ask ourselves, what is our state of preparedness for this worldwide demonstration we're talking about? We had a few people phoning yesterday, and I must tell you that the brother from Germany rang back to say that perhaps he didn't quite get it right. to apologize and to say that he now understands we are moving in that in the right direction and that he's coming with us, which is a very welcome news. After speaking to him today, I realized that he is very, very sound. He is committed. He's a patriot. He's a genuine Biafran. But perhaps, as I yesterday did not have the benefit of all the information, now he has all the information and he's been able to come back to say to us that what we are doing is fabulous and that he will do all he can to support this very effort. The news, in very, very briefly and in detail, we must bring to you is that the practice of asking for cash deposit in hospitals before administering treatment and the inability to pay the requested amount has been the sad cause of death of several patients in Nigeria. This is how Nigeria runs. There is no free medical care or taxpayer-funded medical care the way you have in the United Kingdom. This is what happens in Nigeria. If you go to hospital, you don't have any money, you will die. They will leave you there to perish. That is why we want Biafra. So when people ask you, why do you want Biafra? You say, you don't want to live in a zoo. You don't want to live with uncivilized people that will not treat somebody who is dying. You will not be in a country where the doctors treating the patients lack the moral and ethical standard to understand that the preservation of life is their number one priority. That is what is happening in Nigeria. Tell them you cannot be with savages. People who don't value life in Nigeria. Doctors leave dying patients to die. Doctors leave healthy people to die because they don't want to attend to them without money. Money drives everything. And as we all know, money is the root of all evil. And that is why Nigeria is decaying and falling away at the seams. In Port Harcourt, something similar occurred recently when a lady pregnant with her first child died because of her husband's inability to pay a deposit of 20,000 naira as requested by the hospital. It was reported that on November the 25th, 2012, is a very long, it happened way back, but now the family is overcoming their grief to report this very incident to the whole world. This 34-year-old woman called Ijoma Omomadumere was rushed to the Garrison Clinic in Port Harcourt when she complained of a sudden stomach pain and headache while cooking. She was 5 months pregnant. At the hospital, doctors insisted her husband must pay 20,000 naira before receiving medical treatment. However, he had only 5,000 naira on him and used it to offset registration and other costs. But the doctors and nurses would not attend to his wife because he didn't pay the 20,000 that was being demanded as a precondition for treatment. Only in Nigeria, a dying person you pay before you're treated. When he realized the doctors were not going to attend to his wife, he took her to another hospital, but sadly, it was too late and she died. Ijoma died in Port Harcourt, a place called Garrison Clinic. For those of you who go to Port Harcourt, you will know it if you're traveling from Obi, but Port Harcourt is on the left-hand side. It looks very posh from the outside, but inside, it is staffed by doctors, trained by Satan himself. If you don't pay, you'll be left to die. That is what Nigeria is made up of. When they go about, they say, oh, this is a doctor. He's a medical doctor. If you don't call him a doctor, he will become very, very sad and upset. Now, they are leaving people to die. That is why we want to leave the zoo called Nigeria. And when they ask you, why do you want to leave Nigeria? You say it's because you want to stop evil from happening. Nigeria is steeped in evil and blood. We are following up on the Imo State story of Baby Factory. We dealt with the Aba one very vigorously. Today, we give Imo State the same treatment. The Imo State governor, Rochas Okorocha, has donated the sum of 10 million naira for the upkeep of the 24. Before, we are reporting 6. Enugu was 6. Aba was uncountable. Because as we said previously, if you don't attack evil in Igbo land, it has a way of multiplying. Our people do not listen. If you allow evil to go, to keep on going unreported, unchallenged, it exacerbates. It's your job for women. It is happening now before our very eyes. You don't have to believe Radio Biafra. Ask Rocha Sokorocha. He will tell you. The governor of Imo State. 24 teenage pregnant girls in Imo State. Governor Rochas Okorocha said the state government has adopted all the girls in Igbo land, abomination, adopting people in Igbo land when we have Ikunne and Ikwibe. If you don't have you have omunne. Now in Imo State there is adoption. No wonder trees are killing us all over the place. Has adopted all the girls and will ensure that they deliver their babies. This is happening in Igbo land. Our ancestors must be turning in their graves. He stressed that all the adoptions must henceforth be approved by the governor, by the governor's office and office of the first lady. Rocha Sokorocha and the wife are now adoptees. They are now opening up a motherless baby's home with their mothers. This is no longer a motherless baby, but mother's babyless home or whatever it is called in Imo State. That is what we elected these people to do. Governor Rocha Sokorocha advised parents to monitor their children, especially the female ones, while they are still in secondary school, noting that investigation showed that all the girls got pregnant in the course of their studies and were confused on what to do until they fell into the hands of the child traffickers. He directed the Imo State Police Command to do all within his powers to apprehend the owner of the home, popularly called Madam 1000. Those who are around Olu area will know this popular woman, Madam 1000. She is a trafficker in children. She is a trafficker in human parts. Anybody who knows any information that could lead to the apprehension of this reprehensible woman should please, we don't know what to do with her, but let's catch her first. This is the woman that is bringing shame and dishonor to the Igbo people, bringing shame and dishonor to Biafrans, bringing the anger of God upon our people. Because in years gone by, this type of thing, you will not even dream about it in a nightmare. You will not even conceive it in your mind. It is happening in the sacred and the hallowed grounds of Biafra, which is rather very, very sad. This evening, we are also reporting that the tree that fell in a local market in Imo State, that initial reports we are saying 31 people were killed, we reported 13 yesterday, it's now been revised to 51 people as of today. They were killed when a tree at the Uko evening market at Umu Ejimwoke in Umodagu village in Mbitolu, local government area of Imo State, fell on them. There are indications that this same Mbitolu, if we recall very clearly, not from this precise village, we must stress, the same Mbitolu, if we recall, is where Eze Musa Demona, that left the ways of our people and joined Islam. The news agency of Nigeria reported this very news, so people will not say that Radio Biafra is making things up, that 16 of the victims sustained varying degrees of injury during the incident, which was caused during a rainstorm on Thursday night. A resident of the community, Mr. Nnemeka Emenyonu, told news agency of Nigeria in a way that the tree fell on the affected persons at about 8 p.m. He said the tree also destroyed the village hall. Village hall was destroyed. The big tree fell suddenly, killing people on the spot and injuring 16 others. Those injured we are taking to the local hospital. The victim includes two sisters who we are selling tomatoes. Honestly, this is the saddest event in the history of our community. These are the things that are happening. Ezu River, Mbirichi, all the reckless motor accidents taking the lives of people. Yesterday, we reported 32 youth couples traveling from Aba to Umuahia had a ghastly motor accident. They are dying one after the other. And yet, we are not asking questions, asking ourselves, did this type of thing happen a few years ago? The answer is no. We want people also, another assignment this evening is to call your respective homes and ask your people, what is happening now? Has it ever happened before in our history? The rate of death where we come from, has it ever in the history of our people been visited upon us? The magnitude of what is happening now is equivalent to the biblical plague. When people are dying, when people are being confronted with all manner of calamity after calamity, and nothing is being done about it because people are confused. These are the consequences of a race that doesn't stay where they come from, ourselves included. We all ran away from where we come from, thinking that we are very smart, we are getting life outside, we are cheating other people by being in their country, developing it, buying houses, building industries, whilst where we come from is crumbling. That is why we want Biafra. The reason why we want Biafra is because we want to go and fulfill God's promise. We want to go back from whence we came. If we do not return, there will be no Biafra, there will be no Igbo land left for anybody in 5 years. The sign is there on the wall. I don't know if we want a mysterious hand to come to church tomorrow for some of us, early this morning for some other people, in the evening for others, to come and write on the wall and say, the time is up for this race. We need to return to the ways of our people. We need to return to the way that God intended for us to lead. And please, the sooner we do this, the better. Because the next victim could be you. You don't know what is going to happen to your family. If a tree could fall suddenly in a village and kill a number of people, nobody is immune from this impending disaster that is befalling our people. It is up to us to try and rescue it. And your help, your assistance, your fortitude, your devotion, your forthrightness in this struggle for Biafra is what is going to save us. Let's see if Egemba is there. Doctor, are you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there? Doctor, are you there? We can't seem to get him. The line somehow is problematic. It's very, very sad what we're experiencing as a people, and sometimes it does bring a lump to your throat. You know the number to call if you wish to join this conversation. Our people are dying. Our people are dying very, very slowly. Our people are dying because we've done nothing about it. Our people are dying because our race is no more. The way we are going is not the way that a normal people should go. There is something wrong somewhere, and we want our listeners to tell us this evening what it is that we have done wrong, why are we witnessing this type of problem, and what can we do as a people to try and resolve it. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please lower your radio, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, is that Radio Biafra?
Yes, it is. Please lower your radio. Lower your system, your listening. Biko balati ya banyo ya banyo. Gwanyo ku siteni igwa aka. Biko gani, go ahead and say what you want to say, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead and make your point. We are listening. We are waiting.
Okay.
Stop. You're listening to us and listening to your radio as well. You're listening to us and to your radio. We can't take your call. Please turn your radio off. You can't listen to us. Listen to your radio. Listen to us. It breeds some kind of unprofessionalism. Is not very good at all. People say sometimes we're a bit harsh the way, but there is no other way to explain it. I am swala no kuibo. Swala no kubeke. Epa anini iguaka. Eba nyonyi jinege Radio Biafra. I na na wo bobo. Sina phone. Parian kata. Mo sina Skype. Bobo. Why turn your radio on and you're talking to us so your voice will keep bouncing back at you? It doesn't make any sense to us, please. We want people who understand instructions when we give it. When you call Radio Biafra, please be up and doing, because here we are very serious about what we are doing. Please, we beg you, if you call us, be very serious about what you have to tell us and let us proceed very quickly to go and take this next call. Please turn your system off. That's what we're begging. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
This is Victor on the line.
Victor, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Victor, where are you calling from?
Hello? Yeah, this is... Yeah.
I don't know what is going on this evening. I can't for the life of me understand our people sometimes. It's astonishing for some of our people. If you call Radio Biafra and you're waiting to confirm your voice, then you're in the wrong place. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name, where you are. Yes, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Kingsley. I'm calling from Stockholm.
From Stockholm, from Sweden. Go ahead. The world is listening to you.
Yeah. I want to, first of all, thank you for the wonderful work you have been doing for our good people of Biafra.
Thank you.
And I would also like to make a contribution.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I speak in our language?
In any language, if you want, okay. You can speak French if you want to speak French. Any language at all.
Okay. Onye mu ifintori to nene fa ne me abu moye kwalo na mulo wedi kamwa for Biafra. mana ife m chọrọ ikwu bụ dịka ife ndị a na-akwadobe kịta ka ị ga-esi wee mee maasị achọkwara m ịma ka esi akwado onye n'ọnọdụ ka onye na-achịkwaba Sweden a. Nke a bụ nke izizi. Nke ịbụọ bụ na ihe m chọrọ ịtụnye n'ime okwu a bụ na ọ ga-adị mma anyị ọ bụ ndị Igbo chịkọba onwe anyị ọnụ. Ife izizi mụa na-atụnye ka anyị megodo bụ eziokwu na anyị chọrọ nnwere onwe, mana ihe m chọgodo ka anyị mee bụ anyị chịkọtagodo onwe anyị ọnụ. Achọgodo m ndị na-achị anyị kwesịrị ịjụgodo fa ajụjụ dịka ndị gọvanọs ihe ihe na-achị anyị. Ọ pụtara na fada eketa oke federal gọọmenti na-ewepụta amarọlụ ife merụ na ọnwụrụ ife na-aga aga, anọrọkwa onye taobe n'ụzọ a na-akụrụ ya aka, onye mee nke a na-akụrụ ya aka. Ife m chọrọ ikwu bụ na ọ ya adị mma anyị chịkọta onwe anyị ọnụ, anyị amarụ ka anyị si eme ka ọ daa bụ na anyị site n'ike nke Chineke anyị ga-enweta ife anyị na-achọ, ka ọ daa bụ na nweta ife anyị na-achọ n'ime onwe anyị. Anyị azọbakwa kedụ onye ga-abụ nke a na onye a ga-abụ nke a. Ihe mụa na-atụnye bụ anyị chịkọta onwe anyị ọnụ, ndị na-achịgodo anyị nke kịta, anyị kwesịgodo ịdụfu ajụjụ ife mmerụ anụ Igbo ji wee dị otu ọ dị kịta. Ife ọzọ m chọrọ ịjụta bụ achọrọ m ịjụta onye na-akọdineti Sweden ebe a.
Sweden is Ngozi and her husband, and Ngozi rang yesterday. We've asked you, have you registered and put Sweden down? Have you registered to be part of this?
Mba abalo nka mmesu wee ga ka mmesu wee meme.
Okay, you send us a text message with your name, your address, okay. Your address, okay. Your email address,
okay,
your telephone number, where you come from the village, and what you can do for Biafra.
Okay. Obidi ma nwere nne olubele ofu izu ka nji wee gebe radio anụ amana ife ndị a na-akpatụsị aka dị m obi mma.
Thank you very much.
Obidikwanụ m ụtọ otu esi wee nwee another movement ga-ekewapụ onwe anyị n'ime otu ndị nke akpọ ọmọsọ ọbụ, maka ihe ndị m na-afụ na ha na-eme anyị ncha abụlọ ndị agha. Ihe a na-eme abụlọdụ ihe na-amasị m. Eme ihe mọsọb, anyị na-enyekwu ndị bụkwu ndị obodo anyị nsogbu, ọ bụrụ ka mmasị wee lọta nwere onwe.
Yes, thank you very much. We take your advice on board. It is valid. As we are speaking this evening, a series of meetings are taking place. Masob is dividing. People are coming out. They are leaving it in droves. I can assure you that Masob will not see the end of this year because of the very corrupt leadership. We keep saying it all the time. This is Radio Biafra. We are not fighting with anybody. Nobody is quarreling with each other. But this truth must be spoken, because our ancestors set up our land based on truth. Ezioku Bundu, we cannot abandon the truth regardless of who it is. The truth must be spoken. If you don't want to hear the truth, you go to NTA and listen to them. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. Masop leadership is compromised, is corrupt, and is working for the Nigerian government. We know that for sure. That is why they cannot speak. Asare Dokobo has come out to speak openly. Everybody from the north is talking. Everybody is speaking in the country. Why? How come Wazuka has not spoken? Because if he speaks, the houses will tell him. Once in a while, they'll come out there, we are doing demonstration for Biafra, and confuse imbeciles who cannot reason, who can't think properly. They confuse us and dragging us back all the time. If you go back home to do something, he will kidnap you. He will collude with Nigerian police to come and kidnap you. That is what they do. That is what they are doing. They are kidnapping genuine Biafrans fighting for our freedom, because they have money to go and buy corrupt journalists. They write rubbish about them. People will be jumping all over. People are so lazy, they cannot do research. Simple research. Our question is very simple. If you show me any freedom fighter that rode a jeep in his or her lifetime, then I'll submit. But there is none. When you are in freedom fighting things of this earth, Akonobanko wanapare brebre kashuga, you are not a freedom fighter. I challenge anybody, anytime, any day. Any freedom fighter with starch, if you are a starch, you are not a freedom fighter. I challenge you anytime, any day. If you're a freedom fighter, you fight for your people, you serve your people with honor and dignity, get their freedom, and then do whatever you want to do. Not to be running around and dining with patients, Jonathan, and showing peace uniform, doing uniform with them. Peace. Now Nigeria is burning, our people are dying, and there is no leadership.
People are doubting the validity of what Radio Biafra is doing. People are doubting the mission to get Biafra because of the behavior of one criminal. It cannot be allowed to continue. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. If you call us, please be very, very straight and very and straight to the point, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Radio Biafra. My name is
Yes.
From Bishop Auckland, County Durham, UK here.
Go ahead.
Yes, what I would like to contribute to tonight's discussion is the number one item on the agenda, which is the issue of this pregnant woman who was left to die as a result of non-payment of 20,000 naira deposit.
Yes.
For her to be given medical attention.
Yes.
Well, like you and I know, the healthcare delivery system in Nigeria is not really up to scratch. You all know that. We all read the news item of the president going abroad for medical attention, the wife of the president, all government functionaries, governors, and the latest central bank governor going to France for appendicitis. If we can do that in Nigeria.
Okay. Sorry. The central bank governor of Nigeria left Nigeria to go to France for appendix operation.
Yeah, they say it's for appendicitis. I think I read it on one of the news items.
Okay.
So it just came back anyway. So that will tell you. Now, what I'm trying to point out is that if our healthcare delivery system is in shambles, you see, this creates an opportunity for quacks, not only the real doctors, for quacks to do whatever they like and get away with it. Ordinarily, when a doctor takes the Hippocratic Oath, what he or she is saying in effect is that the patient is my friend, the patient is my life. In other words, they judge you with your level of professionalism is being judged by the number of lives you save, not the ones you kill. I mean, for God's sake, what is 20,000 naira to a medical doctor who will just look at a woman who is pregnant? Remember, we are talking of two lives, one inside and one out. And yes, this man was able, or just out of his own decision, decided not to attend to this lady, and then the lady died. To me, this is where all those called our human rights advocates, all the lawyers we are having, collecting money from politicians, all the SANs we have in Nigeria, this is a case for them to prove that really they are after human life. That doctor should be tried. First of all, the Nigerian Medical Association, if he's a member of the Nigerian Medical Association, must investigate this matter with the intention of punishing him or even withdrawing his license to practice, if actually they have a license to practice in Nigeria. This is very, 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 very disheartening. How on earth can somebody say that you saw a pregnant woman, two lives in one, and then you are there talking of naira and kobo? When 20,000 naira is like a minimum wage, and yet they couldn't be able to do it. Then having said this, at the same time, I'm really disturbed that this type of thing is still happening. Because, apart from all this, for such a woman, what's the name, Ijoma Madimere, to die in this type of agony and then to just to pass away needlessly, that tells you the extent, the heartlessness of our people. I do not understand why in this day and age, even if it's, no matter where it is, I can bet you, even if it's in Somalia that this woman comes to a hospital, irrespective of the fact that there are gunshots everywhere and there is a terrorist state, I'm telling you, from what we see on the telly and from what we read in the international media, this woman will be attended to. She will not be allowed to die. Then how much more in Nigeria or in Port Harcourt, where there is no peace? I mean, the place is still peaceful. There's no mention of it as war. Is this not a wartime? This is not a wartime situation. Yes, this lady was allowed to die. All I'm trying to submit on this is that this case should be a test case. In other words, a test case in the sense that I'm not a lawyer, but I look upon it as in the robust way, the abortion issue that happened in America that changed the whole concept of America and what they stand for in their democracy. I want our lawyers to take this off and then query the doctor, why must this happen? Call the Nigerian Medical Association, what is their ethics? What does it mean? Doesn't medical profession have a human face? will somebody be allowed to die? In as much as the woman has been able to get to the hospital at the point, that woman was supposed to be saved, no matter what. That doctor should have, the hospital should have treated the woman, make sure that the life did not, what is 20,000, then later they now talk of payment. So this is disheartening. That is why sometimes when people talk about Nigeria, or when Radio Biafra classify Nigeria as a zoological republic, people might not know, people might not understand. But this is a classic example, and this is a test case. So if our lawyers cannot, our so-called human rights lawyers, who make noise only when it concerns a crude oil, if they cannot handle this type of case, then I don't see the need why we should be having lawyers at all.
But you're making all these assumptions, trying to draw inferences with civilized societies where there are human beings. These are animals in a zoo. How can you expect them to behave any differently? When we classify Nigeria as a zoo, most people don't understand. We say to them, anything you hear from Radio Biafra, go back and think about it. Think about not just immediately you start jumping all over the place and saying, oh, they shouldn't say this. This is too much for us. We can't take it. Go and sit down. Take a cup of tea or a cold water, drink and think about what we're telling you. Nigeria is worse than a zoo. If you go to Regent's Park Zoo, you see the animals, they have a very orderly way they behave. Even if you go to Serengeti, you see them behaving normal. You can see, and of course, if a tiger or a lion is hungry, they look for food to eat, is normal. They hunt. Nigeria is a place that I say to people all the time, you know, some people fly into Nigeria, they take a taxi from the airport, they go to their hotel, the next day they fly to Owerri, or they fly to Port Harcourt, or they take Ekenelejuku or Chisco, and they go to the village, they change the dollars they have, or the pounds they have, they do big man for 2-3 days, and they run off again. I ask you to go and take a bus, stand in one corner, just stand alone, or sit down somewhere, and be observing the life in the zoo. I can guarantee you that your perception about your own very self as a human being will change. That is why we want Biafra. We want Biafra because we can't go on this way.
This is really a pathetic case. And in fact, sometimes I wonder, when this type of thing happens, I don't have to sort of reevaluate the whole concept of being a Nigerian. Where does our common humanity begin and where does it end? How can somebody in this day and age, a pregnant woman, two lives in one, having to die because of 20,000 naira deposit in a supposedly hospital, know that the woman was at home? The woman has come to a point to seek medical attention and she is at the right place. Why must you? What is the... Look, I mean, well, I mean, the Nigerian Medical Association should be able to look into this case. This is a test case. I do not have all the material facts about it. They decide that a life has been lost. That will prompt an investigation. A far-reaching investigation. Somebody must just have to pay a very heavy price for the death of this woman. Somebody must have to pay a professional price for the death of this woman. Somebody must have to pay a human rights abuse price for the death of this lady. Somebody must be made. I mean, somebody should be able to. I mean, something should be done. Otherwise, what are we fighting for? Why are we alive?
Nothing is going to happen. You know that it's a jungle. What do you think is going to happen? Is police going to arrest the doctor? The police will come there and say, that 20,000 you're charging that woman, give me that 20,000 and I will go. The police is going to arrest the doctor. They'll give the policeman 20,000. He'll go to the office and account to the DPO, give DPO 5,000 naira, and the case is ended. This is Nigeria. It is where...
Sorry, I know I'm taking a lot of time, but quickly on the second one, more baby factories discovered in Imo and the Enugu state. You see, I want to be on record for what I'm going to say. It is true we can go on sermonizing this and that. Let us start from the background. Who are the parents of these ladies, I mean, of these children? Who are they? How can we be having babies in Igbo land for sale? Who are the parents? They should be held responsible. It is not a law to bring their children into this world. They should be able to care for them. Where were their parents? Why did this happen? if really they are from good homes and the parents are doing their parental duties, these girls or what, no matter their age, should not have been in this situation they are now. Yes, the government is intending to do something. The government should bring the legislation and then intervene heavily. There should be a, there somebody else who should be responsible. Mother 1000 or what she's called is just a symbol. There are people behind Mother 1000 who are the cartel, who are members of the cartel doing this. Government must have to unravel it. In fact, there are a lot of iniquities, so to say. There are all these things, it makes me bleed. Even more the former, you look in Nigeria, then I work IC. When you hear this type of thing, you feel ashamed. In this, what can this thing be happening? Nambi, this, what we are discussing here, let us call it a state, is slavery. Because when you trade on human being, that is what is called slavery. Slavery means trading on human being. Instead of you to go and buy a bag of rice and sell, you are now selling a human being. Is that not slavery? Is that not slavery? Is that not propagating the Berlin Conference of 1885 in Nigeria? In Anibu. Is that not what you are doing? This is pure slavery. That is what they are doing. This disguised slavery. Pure and simple. It's slavery. So, Okorocha is bringing money to save lives. Well, that is just a corporate. That is just palliative. So they have to go deeper and arrest people that are perpetrating this for that. They should be tried. In fact, this is again where the human, I mean, why do we really have human rights lawyers in Nigeria? What really are they doing? They don't know what is called human rights abuse. When you trade on human being, we are talking about preparation from Oyibo people for engaging us in slavery. This is modern slavery. We are now bringing it in the 21st century. This is slavery.
But we sold people to the white people. We are the ones that sold our people. We sold our people. And we have the temerity to go and ask white people, oh, please pay us reparation. We want reparation. When you are busy selling your people, that thing has continued till today. It has continued till today. Selling of people is happening now, and our people do not take it seriously. They don't. I don't know why we don't feel empathy for other people. We don't care about what is happening to other people. It's only me, myself, my wife, and my two children or three children. That's it. That level of selfishness, I cannot understand it. If white people are as destructively selfish the way we are as a people, we will not be in this country. They'll kill all of us. We'll not go to America. Nowhere. Some of us came to England, came to the UK, went to America, and studied for free. They paid for you to go to school. You don't need to love somebody to be able to help them. Yet, what are we doing as a people? This level of wickedness that will let a woman, an Igbo woman, to go and take other people's children, get them pregnant because of poverty. When I hear people tell me that Igbo people are rich, I look at them and I honestly want to stone them to death. Are we rich? That our little girls, 14, 15, 16 years old, cannot feed properly. They were selling cassava to go to primary school. At secondary school, they were harvested away from school, turned into baby-making machine for somebody to be selling. And people look at me and talk rubbish sometimes. Don't worry, we help each other. They must be very, very mad. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
This is Brother Uchenna Okori. I'm calling from India.
Go ahead, please. The world is listening.
Yeah, based on what the young man is saying and what is happening in Nigeria, that a pregnant woman who is dead. In fact, that is the reason why he saw that, because he had been in paper. That is why we need to get our own Biafra. Because if you watch what is happening in that so-called Nigeria, in fact, it's nothing to write home about. Many things have been happening. 100% of people who are dying in Nigeria, in fact, I would just say it's lack of...
Hello?
Of medical, because we don't have any hospitality. Those things are things that we're supposed to do and look onto. How are we going to do to have our own nation, our own Biafra? Because a nation without a vision is dead. And these people we are dealing with, they are snake. I said it and I said it again. They have no human being sympathy. All they know is only for themselves. They don't even care whether if you are dying or not. if you like, the police also don't even care. All he cares is how much is going to enter his own pocket. And now what am I trying to say in? It's about all this our governors. What is their own opinion? If that be, they are not doing anything to see that we are going to stand on our own. We have to rise up and do something to force them in. If that they are not going to respond, then we have to do something to put them down and move on. Because only thing I'm saying is that how are we going to do to make sure that we have our freedom? Delaying is very, very dangerous. The people we are dealing with, they are snakes. Do not think they are sleeping. They have something in mind. They have already planned within themselves. If you watch out what happened before, because of lack of no training, because of lack of no planning, and if that we are still waiting and planning, we see this will happen to us, and now suddenly, what are we doing? Let us agree and share this good news to one accord. The reason why I called, because is that I don't know about people of India. I need to get their information so that we can be able to communicate with them, so I can be able to meet them. We see that something is happening. There is no time.
My brother, I tell you today that Christian Nwosu is the coordinator for India. Christian Nwosu, add Christian Nwosu to your Skype. You're calling via Skype. His name will appear. Look for Christian Nwosu that resides in India. You will get it there, and then you communicate with him. We know he traveled. We don't know if he's back yet or not. But I'm sure
he's not back yet. And many people, and I have been listening to Radio Biafra. There was a guy who had been calling from Bangalore, while other people are in Delhi. We need a serious people who is to carry out this thing. Because I have been meeting a lot of people concerning.
Yes.
We have no time to be singing poem every day by day, talking something that we have been discussing again. We have no time. Yes. There is no time.
Yes, I agree with you that there isn't any time, but what is worth doing is worth doing well. We want to do it very, very well this time around. We don't want to fail. We don't want to have any difficulties as we proceed. But whilst you're on the line, please, let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name, this is Radio Biafra. You're through to the whole world. What do you want to say?
My name is Mr. Godwin Peter Anyebo.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm calling from Enugu State.
Enugu State. Wonderful. Go ahead.
Yes. It has taken long. I never get Radio Biafra in my radio, so that is why I want to ask. Is it still broadcasting through the radio?
No, we are not on radio at Enugu at the moment. What we are looking to do is to impress upon our brothers in Australia and our sisters in Australia to hurry up and get us a transmitter that everybody can receive. We are working on it. We spoke about it yesterday. But getting a transmitter alone will not do the business. We also need a generating plant and a few other things as well to go with it. We know that you people are suffering. You are not receiving Radio Biafra. Those of you who don't have internet access or smartphone, but we are working very, very hard to make sure that you get one very soon. So do bear with us. The message of redemption is coming to each and every home in Biafra land. In fact, the entire West Africa. You don't want to have it. But we are working very hard here. And we are praying and we are hoping that God will touch the hearts of our people to come to the rescue of those of you who are at home without any means to access quality information. Okay?
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Please, if you're joining us, you can join us either via Skype or via the phone. Unfortunately, we are having difficulties getting through to Dr. Egemba. The line is not very stable. But let's go out and take this call. Can you turn your system down? Can you turn your system down? Our people don't listen. They do not listen. We speak it. We say it in Igbo language. I don't know if anybody understands Ibibio to tell me so I can say it in Ibibio or in Efik or even in Kalabari. Any language to our people. If you call Radio Biafra, turn your system off. Not even low. Turn it off. You speak to us
after speaking to us, you can go back. There is no, you know your voice, what it sounds like already. Why would you want to go back and be listening, and you want to hear your own voice via the system once you speak to us? It's delaying us, it's making us look amateurish, and it's not helping us at all. Please, we must very quickly at this point in time, it's just about 5 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London, quickly recap by saying that we are getting interest from Greece. We have established interest in Greece. Our brother sent in his information from Greece and volunteered to coordinate the effort in Greece. We are also getting indications from Thailand as well. Pastor Levy called from Thailand. They are doing the best they can. They said the place is slightly rough. We also have Canada as well. We also have Mozambique. And we have Israel as well. I have a slight bit of cough. We have Israel as well. We must announce at this point in time that Radio Biafra will be coming from the Holy Land, Israel, from Thursday of next week for some time. Radio Biafra will broadcast to the whole world from Israel from Thursday of next week. We will tell you why we are going to Israel very shortly. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, good evening, Director. I'm Ngozi from Stockholm, Sweden.
Yes, Ngozi, go ahead. From Stockholm in Sweden, is that correct?
Yeah. I want to confirm the text message I sent. You should receive it.
Yes, we
receive
it.
My name and... okay, you receive it.
Very, very loud and clear. It's Ngozi.mad, double M, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. You have sent us your information. We are going to put it up and announce it and say to people who are from... We're going to put it on Skype. We'll put your email address on Skype and say, if you are from Sweden, this is the email address to write to contact. We are going to do that. And we are very...
Well, I'm not on Skype. Maybe I can give my telephone number. They should contact me through my telephone number.
Okay, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. 07.
Yes.
22.
Yes.
Wait, it's okay, please. No problem. Okay, 2290.
Yes.
57.
Yes.
38.
Yes, I'll repeat the number so you can say yes or no. This is Sweden anyway. If you're calling from outside, you look for... No.
07.
Yes, 22905738. Yeah. Yes.
57.
Yes.
38.
Yes, I'll repeat. Let me repeat, please, Ngozi, if you bear with me. The number is 07.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
90.
Yes.
57.
Yeah.
38.
Yes.
That is the number for Sweden. For those of you who are in Sweden, you can contact Ngozi and her husband in Sweden. They are the ones coordinating Sweden. They are very formidable. Thank you very much and God bless you. We know you're listening. Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. A lot of work is being done behind the scene. It's not everybody who is out and in our face all the time. These people are working very hard and they're trying to make sure that Biafra moves and that Biafra becomes a success. Please, we are asking everybody to emulate what Ngozi and her husband are doing in Sweden and do the same thing. This is Radio Biafra. Please give the world your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. I salute all of you.
Thank you.
I will be very, very brief. I'm coming from Kuwait. Chidoze again.
Chidoze from Kuwait, yes, go ahead.
Yesterday you were mixing up Kuwait and Qatar. Actually, I was the one you were referring to.
That is correct.
But the Qatar guy claimed he's the one. Anyway, that is not very, very important at this time.
Go ahead.
Nandi, please, the time of talking. Talking is very, very good, very, very good. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate everything that you people are doing.
Yes.
But there's a very big problem which you have also acknowledged.
Yes.
That our people are not getting anywhere. Our people at home are not receiving any information.
Yes.
In fact, I was speaking with somebody in Katsina yesterday.
Yes.
Concerning what happened in Katsina, to know how they're faring. And my greatest surprise, they don't know anything about. In fact, when I mentioned Biafra, she started laughing. But, and the husband is a lawyer, a top lawyer. And then they were all, she was laughing, she was telling me that we are planning another bloodshed in Igbo land. And I took time to explain to them what the nature of the struggle this time around. So for me, what I really want us to do, I'm very, very grateful to what the Australian people are doing. But I want you to start mentioning what is required to set up this, in real terms, this radio that will educate our people. You mention in real terms, this is the kind of generator we need, this is how much it's going to cost.
Okay.
These are other things we need. Please, if somebody, maybe somebody who knows exactly what is required outside the transmitter that is being provided by the Australian people.
Yes.
I could remember in those in some years back when we were building a Catholic church in my town, there's something they do then. They say you buy a pillar or you buy a window.
Mm-hmm.
Or a door.
Mm-hmm.
And these things I mentioned, door then was, I can't remember, door was 150, you see 150 naira in those days when naira was naira.
Mm-hmm.
Pillar was 1,000 naira, yes, I remember, pillar was 1,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say, for instance, I mean, people might be afraid, what, like, I'm thinking of this generator now, and I don't know what you are looking at. Maybe you are looking at a Lister, cat, or whatever that would be very, very expensive. Maybe you are looking at maybe 200,000 naira or something like that. Even in our place, there are people who, even in Nigeria, in the land of Biafra, there are people who can provide this type of thing. I'm telling you, we are poor, quite all right, but we are not that poor. There are people who are still doing, reasonably okay. And those of us also abroad here too, some of us can, take the bull by the horn, sacrifice certain things, and then just provide one thing, at least, to put your name on record that at least this is the little you are able to do. So, I don't want to talk too much or take long time.
No, you like are
the
not.
Second
you
to the last, second to the last caller that was mentioning all the ills. I really appreciate what he's saying, but I tell you, why not one of us provide money and get a good lawyer, and then who will go and arrest this doctor or put across all these questions that we are throwing to the doctor that refused to treat the cases like that abound. In fact, if you are not going home, if you hear of one case, you will be crying your head off. If you are constantly going home, in fact, you will not know what to say. This is just one case. There are millions of such cases.
Millions.
Where people are abandoned to die. And that is why we are talking about a country that we can call our own, where orderliness and good reasoning will be the issue. There's no point talking about Nigeria again. If you're talking about Nigeria again, you will be enumerating all these problems because they're everywhere. So please, in a nutshell, kindly start looking at this. Is we need a basket, and this basket is this much. We need a packer, and this packer is this. This is the kind of thing I want to hear. And other people, if they hear that, they'll be empowered too.
Thank you. Stay where you are. I don't know if you have enough credit, if you can stay where you are, because you've raised a very important point. You know, sometimes it becomes shameful talking about funding and assistance all the time. The choice is very, very simple for our people and those that believe in Biafra. If you, the listeners, don't contribute to what we are doing, we have two options. Either to go and meet the criminal politicians, or to close, or to abandon Biafra. That is the choice that is facing us. Because you cannot tell me that people who are over 5 million abroad, everybody is waiting for somebody to come to their house to talk to them, to make them feel better before they can do something about this, something of this magnitude. To answer your question very, very simply, if we return to shortwave broadcasting
for instance, on a very higher frequency with more power, with a transmitter that is closer to where we are. We can go and rent a space in a transmitter and go on shortwave and go to the whole world. Not just back home. Everybody in Africa with a transistor radio will receive Radio Biafra every evening, 2 hours. That will cost us in the region of 30 million every year. I'm telling you, we have done the maths.
It is naira.
30 million.
You are talking about naira.
Exactly. 30 million naira a year, and we deliver a whole content that everybody, regardless of where you are in the entire world, if you have a small, in the southern hemisphere, if you have a small transistor radio, you will get Radio Biafra on it. Everybody, if you're in Congo, if you're in Brazil, if you're anywhere you are with it, not just on the internet enabled device, anywhere you are with a small radio, you will get Radio Biafra on it. The price is very simple, 30 million a year on shortwave. As simple as that. Everybody gets it.
Yeah,
so people must understand that media is an expense. People should go and ask Radio Nigeria, how much is your budget? Go and ask other media houses, how much do you people spend to broadcast news? People will see, we are the ones in England paying BBC license fee. We pay for it. You see? So a lot of people need to be able to understand that. Once you appreciate that, then we are home and dry. But we cannot be coming on air every day. We tell our people sometimes, some of them are deaf. They don't want to even listen. They think everybody's going to be like Owazurike. Owazurike have cheated us before. But we are dying every day. But you go to Apostolic Church, you pray, it doesn't work. You go to another Yoruba pastor and pray, it doesn't work. You're giving them tithe every blessed day. You go to assemblies, you pay tithe. You go to Apostolic, you pay tithe. You go to Mountain of Fire, you pay tithe. You don't complain and say to God, oh, why are you doing this? The fact that one man is a criminal has basically messed up the struggle. Are we going to abandon the struggle because of the foolishness of one idiot, one criminal? Is that possible? And trees are falling and killing us, and they don't want to understand. Please, thank you very much for calling, and it's a very good idea that you have. If that is what other listeners want us to do, of course we'll do that. If you want us to come here every day and list out, it reminds me of when we are in secondary school. When you're going back to school, you write a list of your provision that you want to take with you to back to boarding school. That is not what we are here for. We are here to try to make our people realize the importance of accomplishing Biafra in truth and honesty. But sometimes our truthfulness puts us into trouble. I can understand that. Sometimes we are too honest, we are too open. Radio Biafra, as we said, the consultative committee that we are talking about is presently being consulted in Greece. And we have people from the west coast of America in California. We also have people in Thailand, even in Mozambique. We have Biafrans in Mozambique, and we are coordinating the whole world. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Peter. I'm calling from Doha, Qatar. Can you hear me?
Doha, Qatar. Yes, yes, yes. The other brother, did you call me today? Are you the one that turned into Jacob and stole Esau's glory yesterday?
No, I'm not the one. This is the first person that registered. My name is Peter Okafor.
Good
morning. I registered as Aspire. I'm doing.
Okay, Aspire. Yes. Aspire. That's correct. Yes. Yes. Okay. You are not the one that took.
So I want to commend you guys for the good job you guys are doing. Mr. Namdi Kalu, I must commend you.
Thank you. And also, also thank the editorial board of Radio Biafra for whom I work for. I report to the editorial board of Radio Biafra, consisting of UCHMFO, Dr. Chukwuemeka Egemba, Nwada Amarachi Okpara, Barrister Emeka Adolphe Emekesiri, Barrister Mamezu, and Chukwuemeka Ebunyeze Ekpa. They are the ones I report to. You should also thank them, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Actually, I just want to say some few things regarding what other people have contributed. I want to go straight to the issue of this Mosoba, because I heard one guy call from Doha here. I said you're a former Mosoba member.
Yes.
Actually, for my own personal view, we don't need to put a division to this struggle. I want just to plead with you guys here. Let's try whatever we can do to come together, because if we are going to achieve this, our dream, we have to Christopher makes some campaigns in the Nigeria, in the Biafra land. And we have to put some structure, some people that will be there in advance making campaign before we go for this 3 points that you made before. Because if we go, or if we are there, and the Wazulike, Musom, and other guys are resisting us, that should be another two issue. We are coming to liberate our people, and people on the ground there, too, also, they are fighting to defend their own groups. So my point is this, let's just come together as any pro-Biafran group, let us just come together, because there's many of them there in Nigeria. All they needed is for we to get to them or speak to them and tell them our plans and what we intend to do and how we intend to do it, because they will support us, not financially at least, with the experience they have gotten from the past. What we have been doing, they come easily.
Okay. Thank you. I understand your point you're making. If you listen to me, I will explain to you very carefully. Back home, there are organizations fighting for Biafra. The only ostracized organization is MASO because it's a criminal outfit. Biafra Liberation Council is with Radio Biafra on this journey. Bilie Human Rights Initiative, which everybody knows about. Igbo Youth Association is with this very movement as we are planning right now. There are people waiting. I have said this before and I'll say it again. We have the foot soldiers on the ground as we speak. The only thing we are lacking is the resources to mobilize them. We don't want to start and then stop. We have not been able to accumulate enough resources to mount a sustained campaign and keep on it until we win. Because our flanks are open, our enemies are there. You don't understand the meaning of compromise. People talk about Ifeajuna, Ifeajuna, Ifeajuna. What did Ifeajuna do? There is nothing, no difference between Ifeajuna and the Wazirike. Only that he is more clever and playing on our people's intelligence. Playing on it. And people are falling all the time. Ask yourself, how can somebody that, like I said, Dr. Wola started yesterday, can stand up and speak boldly and challenge the North? And Wazuke is keeping quiet. Why? How come our people, dead bodies in Ezu River, he did not say anything of MASOP members? It is Radio Biafra campaigning for the people that were dumped in Ezu River. He has not said anything. Because of the money he took from Peter Obi, he can't say anything. Because anybody that comes out to condemn Ezu River is condemning Peter Obi. These are historical facts. We don't want a Biafra of liars, of deceivers.
Actually, that is a very sad. That's a very sad news. Let's just forget about this issue. There's one point I want to make, because you've been asking one question regarding why the Muslims or why the Hausas they can be able to convince the Western world or the British men. I've been listening to know if there's anyone can bring that point out, or maybe say one or two things regarding that issue. Actually, I grew up in the Abuja, ex-Leja. So I know one or two things regarding Muslims and their culture. You know exactly that the emir in each state is the man in charge of the is the leader. Let's say is the leader of the group of Muslim or the leader of any Muslim religion. So if the emirs in the north tell they don't know that this Boko Haram's what they are doing, or they don't know them in person, they are lying. Because every Friday after the prayer in the mosque, the area will ride on a horse where the Muslim faithfuls, they will be chanting Ranka Dede, you know, they'll be praising him, then he go about the mosque, then he go to his palace. So these emirs, you know, they know very well these criminals or this Boko Haram, and they are colliding with them to kill the Biafrans in the north. So they know if you think that I'm lying, just try to ask somebody that is in the north. This is what I'm saying now. I will tell you the truth. I'm not quite sure if you have been to the north before.
Yes, unfortunately, I have. Yes, in the time gone by, I went to the north. The last time I went there was when I was driven in an six-vehicle armed convoy. I was going to a detention in Abuja. I was driven from Lagos SSS headquarters at Ikoyi all the way to Abuja to be detained at the discretion of the Nigerian government because I'm a Biafran activist. So I have been, I have been to that part of the world, but not in a very memorable or very pleasant circumstance. Let's put it that way. But I don't mind anyway. But thank you very much for calling. Let's see what we can make of Dr. Egenban. Doctor, can you hear me at all? Doctor, can you hear me? Unfortunately, he can't. We don't understand what is happening. He cannot hear us. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello?
Your name, please, and where you are, if you may. Please.
Okay. My name is Chooks. I'm calling from Bahamas.
Chooks from Bahamas in the Caribbean. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful, Chooks from Bahamas. Go ahead. The world is listening.
So what I want to contribute is, you know, just a very important issue, okay?
Go ahead.
Are you hearing me? Yeah. What I want to say is that this time of announcement you are making, you have to divert it to an announcement of God's word, God's salvation, you know, because this is what is going on. Can you hear me?
Very well, loud and clear. The whole world can hear you, not just me. The world can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that you have to let the people who are calling you know that this is the fight of God, you know. This is what God is doing. You know, what right there in Nigeria, already they have known that this is the handwork of God. So you people have to tell other people that this is the handwork of God, you know, because God is already at work.
Thank you very much. And how many, do you have our brothers and sisters in Bahamas, or is it only you in Bahamas?
No, I just came there for visit, you know.
Okay.
You I came there, yes, I came there for visit. But, you know, this role I'm playing now is one of the important things.
Yes.
Things you people should know. You people have to encourage people to pray hard, even to buy this course, you know. You know, course of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
They can buy it in their protection. They can hold it and read it up. This is the fight of God. Already that right there in Nigeria, the government of Nigeria, they already know that this is the war of God, you know.
Know
so this is what you people will be telling people. Let them be hearing it so that they will know that you people know that God is fighting for us already.
Of course he is. What Radio Biafra is doing, if not for the grace of God, we cannot do it. Because no other radio station can do what we are doing. When we broadcast from the Holy Land itself, from the seat of God himself, which is Jerusalem, the world will know that we have finally arrived. Because we are
here
in Jerusalem next week, and we will be announcing to the world, Radio Biafra will be in the holy city of Jerusalem, preaching the gospel of redemption for Biafra from the throne of God himself. So, of course, this is the work of God that we're doing. Thank you very much, our brother from Bahamas.
Yes, because God has promised to rescue us as he rescued the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Of course.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to Israel to take permission from God himself.
Yes. Already God has given us permission. We don't need permission, but what we need now is to let people know, let the Biafrans know that God is fighting for them, because God is already fighting and he's hitting the Nigerian government.
I agree. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let us call it pilgrimage. We have to perform a pilgrimage, yes, to fulfill the rites. Thank you very much, and God bless you. That's a caller from Bahamas. Unfortunately, he doesn't live in the Bahamas. He is he doesn't live there. He is just visiting, as he said. I wish he lives there so he can coordinate. We are asking for people that live in other Caribbean countries to make contact with Radio Biafra. Please make contact with Radio Biafra. It is critical. Make contact with us. It is key. Let's try and take this call and see if it's possible. This is ready. They've gone. I wish they could have stayed. They have gone. That was a caller on Skype. Let's take this other one on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Hello? Somebody called us. They're not answering their phone. Please give us your name and where you are. Your name?
Yeah. Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Stanley. I'm calling from Belgium.
Stanley from Belgium. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I called yesterday. So I sent the text to Radio Biafra. So I want to confirm
if you received my
text.
We received your text message. You are a Kweme. You said you were going to test and you did. We received it. We'll be writing to you very shortly. But go and look for your people. Look for your brothers. You are, because your system is high, you can't hear us. That's why, please. Try and turn it down. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Sebastian Gabriel on Skype, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, please give us your name and where you are.
It's Sebastian Gabriel. I'm calling from Sweden, Stockholm.
You are calling from Stockholm, Sweden. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, first of all, I want to greet the effort of Radio Biafra Editorial Board, starting from you, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, Dr. Egeba, Barisi Mamezu, and Chinebri Zoyepa, and Wanda Marachi. I want to go straight to the point. There is something that came to my mind, which I want to ask the question, and I want to bring that suggestion, and let's see how it works. I want to concern the upcoming demonstration. If it's good, we tell our friends, because I believe most of us, we have friends. We can tell our friends, look at what we intend to do. If they can join us, and our people say that Gidigidi Ugweze, which I believe, if we can tell our friends loves us, they can join us in that, and that will make it more unique.
Yes, it seems you're in a nightclub. Can you tell the DJ to turn down the music so you can make an announcement? And
no, not every...
Are you in a nightclub?
Not actually, but it's a neighbor that I play music, so okay. I'm not in a nightclub. Yeah.
Okay, maybe you can go. I thought it was a nightclub, so you can go and tell them and announce Biafra to them. Tell the DJ to turn down the music so you can announce Biafra to everybody. Tell them that the children of God are coming, that we are going to shake the entire world, and let them know there is a place called Biafra. So that red ink, when you're typing Biafra and it has something red underneath, a red line saying this name, we don't know what it is, they will go and remove that red line by force. That is what we want to do. So everybody must support this very effort, as our brother said from the Bahamas. This is the calling of God. Only the chosen can do this work. Not everybody can do it. There are those that when they hear Biafra, they run away. It's the same way that an evil spirit, when they hear the name of God, it runs away. That is the most plan. So thank you very much. And have fun where you are. That is our brother calling from Sweden. Sweden is waking up. We love that. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Yes, turn your system down. Turn it off, please, and speak to us.
Okay. This is Hello?
Turn your system off. That is why you're confusing us and you're confusing yourself as well. Turn the system off.
Sorry, it's already gone down. It's already gone down.
Please go ahead.
Sorry, my name is Felix Bijaku Chikezi. I'm calling from London.
You're calling from London. Wonderful. Please go ahead.
Yes, please. It's looking just like a dream. And Biafra is coming up.
Yes.
Believe strongly that God will fashion our ways.
Amen.
We've taken shames for years. We've taken a lot of shames from all angles, all countries. Nigeria is a giant, but Nigeria behaves like an ant. It's a pity. I believe strongly that if Biafra will come together and be themselves, I don't think there will be any African country that will be compared with Biafra, if we can be honest to ourselves. It's true, we have a lot of problems to settle, to solve. But when we look down, when we look into Nigeria and see what is happening, what we are after today is to go inside into the government, carry as much money as we can, and bank it in foreign banks. Tomorrow that government will go. That man, the particular hand robber that calls him a government, will die. The money will be used overseas as they want.
It's
a very shameful thing. A lot of our head of state has died. They have died. Their money is still overseas.
Yes.
Money for me and you. One man will carry it and go and dump it somewhere. And he will not eat the money. They don't take it as, let them take it, the one that will be enough for them. But they will take it to be forever and ever.
It's
my brother, I don't know where to start from. A country that called themselves Giant of Africa has not even a helicopter that goes overseas. Only in Ethiopia. They have airline. Where are we starting from? What are we going to talk about? We are only praying that let Nigeria give us the possibilities to be Biafra. That's just been asking for years.
Thank you very much, my brother. We are not going to ask anybody. We did not ask anybody's permission before God put us there. We did not ask anybody's permission before the white man came. They didn't have any visa. The British never applied to any Biafran consulate before they came in with the West Africa Frontier Force to come and take over our land by force. We do not owe anybody any apology. We are not going to beg anybody. We live, thankfully, we are not like the Jews. We still live on our soil. We have not completely been destroyed. Maybe tomorrow all the trees will fall down and kill everybody. Who knows? It started at Mbiri. As at this point in time, my brother, what is stopping us from getting Biafra is you and I. Our commitment has been questioned. Our patriotism called into question. Our character called into question. Our honor called into question. Our dignity called into question because of the behavior and the stupid way that a few people have been conducting themselves in this struggle. That 100 bodies, over 100 Biafran activists, their bodies were dumped inside Ezu River. You claim you're a freedom fighter. You cannot speak up for the people who are dead. What are you doing? They said the Bible tells us this. Bible tells us that if a salt, the reason why Radio Biafra exists is to get Biafra. Any day we abandon that quest to get Biafra and pursue another, Radio Biafra should close down immediately. That's our job. Our job here is to get Biafra by whatever means possible. Biafra shall come. But what we're saying
is that
any human being that stands on the way of Biafra will fall. We will crush that person will fall. And as I said to them, when Radio Biafra was broadcasting from Biafra, we said to them categorically, we went into Lagos. Our armies never made it into, we stopped at Ore. Radio Biafra broadcasted from Lagos State. We said to the Yoruba people, we told them that we are coming and anybody, anything built by man against us will fall. You people have conspired before to defeat us. Maybe in the scheme of things, God didn't want it to happen then. But as at now, I can tell you, as we speak this evening, that we have enough men. We said it before. Where Boko Haram commits one suicide bomber, we can match it to them with 50. There are young Biafran youths prepared at this very second to do whatever it takes to get Biafra. We are the ones stopping them from acting. We are telling them that Nigeria will not, they will beg us to take Biafra and leave them alone. We will show Nigeria that they will be the ones to beg us to take Biafra and go. Nigeria will burn from the soil upwards. Because we have one thing that they don't have. We have only one thing that they do not have. We are
That is why they don't want us to go. They want to allow us to live together in peace with them. How long shall we continue to pour away, to pour the blood of Hebrews on the, in the north? And I would still want, Let one Nigeria go to hell.
Thank you very much. We don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But as we said, next week, Thursday, Radio Biafra shall broadcast from the ancient city of Jerusalem, and we have our reason for that. When we go into Jerusalem next week, we'll be asking God himself directly that this struggle is about to enter a very decisive phase, and we have to take permission from every authority possible. Divine authority, we must say. And then we embark upon this mission. Then let them watch us and then see. We have one thing they don't have. I have told House people, you are not more stubborn than the Igbo people. Go and ask white people who are more stubborn in the whole of Africa. If you want to know people who are stubborn, the Igbo people are born stubborn people. And we will show them.
This as long as they are fighting for a right, they will even die for it.
We are dead already. Life is meaningless. We are dead already. All we are trying to do is to resurrect. Because anybody living in Nigeria, you are, what is a slave? You are a dead corpse. You are nothing. You are less than a vermin, a rodent running all over the place. You are not
all numbers. Only numbers. Nothing.
Only Biafra shall restore our dignity. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling, and God bless you.
God bless you, my brother. More grace to your help, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bana. This is Radio Biafra. A lot of people are calling. Please, we ask you to be a little bit patient. We will come to all of you one after the other. We are having this program together. Dr. Egemba is not with me, unfortunately. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Gideon.
Gideon, what is your surname?
Gideon Owokwe.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from India.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
It seems to me that a lot of people are not listening. We say the same thing over and over and over again. Turn your system off when you call Radio Biafra. We know some of you want to hear your voice. Your voices are very, very beautiful. We know that. But please turn the system down. Doctor, can you hear me? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? Doctor, can you hear me? Unfortunately, he can't. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please turn your system down. Turn it off. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Stanley Okwara. I'm calling from Belgium.
From Belgium. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Mr. Nand, for good job you are doing.
Thank you.
Please, I sent the test yesterday. I want to know if you receive my test so that I can know
we have
who is coordinating in Belgium, so
we,
I can
have
a contact with you.
We have received it and we're going to call you. We write to you to let you know we have received your text message and we are grateful to you for that.
Ah, okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Really, I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Biafra, we need to get Biafra because, most of us here, we are in Europe here, enjoying life here.
Wait.
But in Biafra, people are suffering. I went to Nigeria, I went to Biafra, I saw a lot of things, really tears, you know. Even as I'm telling you, you cannot call people in Biafra and get them on telephone. They will tell you maybe they don't have electric even to charge their telephone. It's a disgrace. If that comes to call Nigeria, I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Really, we have to march together and work together to get get the Biafra. I don't have much to say, but I really thank you, your job, you, Chairman, for all the rest of Radio Biafra, for the good job you guys are doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you. That is the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra. And to you, the listeners and the supporters, there are a few people who are contributing to Radio Biafra, we must say that. They are the ones keeping us here. Very, very few. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, Mr. Namde. My name is Hugo Lawrence, Francis. I'm calling from Corfu Island, Greece.
From Corfu Island in Greece. Yes, go ahead, please. We had a registration from Greece. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you and Radio Biafra team for the wonderful work you are doing and celebrating the realization of Biafra. So, really grateful. And I want to say that the word that's coming out from Radio Biafra is really educative and really touching to the heart of the people of the Biafra, especially me. So I am really concerned, and also I want to contribute on issues that you raise about the people farming babies, using the underage girls and dehumanizing them, molesting them, and using them to satisfy their financial ego or whatever they call it by themselves. So such evil is not what we need to condone in our society. And I must thank you and your team for creating the awareness that we must all rise up and fight against this modest leveling that is happening in our land. And the other evil that being committed against the Biafrans, because all this Boko Haram issue and other kinds of killings that have been going on since Nigeria was amalgamated by Lugard, by British colonial masters, all this perpetration of evil have been mostly on we, the Biafrans, that are receiving the end of it. And we have never thought it wise to come together to stamp out from Nigeria and know that Nigeria is not a place for Biafrans to live. So your work and with your team is a sign that we must come together and leave from Nigeria and rearise our own fatherland, where we will have peace, where we have freedom of speech, where we live a normal life like other people. Because we Biafra are peace-loving people. We want to live like other human beings in the Western world, where we all reside and emulate the way of their lives. So we don't want to be living like animals, just like it is happening in Nigeria. There is too much tribalism in Nigeria. There is too much racism. I don't know why people always keep deceiving themselves, especially people in government, saying that we are one. But we know that we are not one. We don't have the same culture. We don't have the same religion. We don't have many things in common. We continue to deceive the people because...
And the caller on Skype, please wait where you are, my brother. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Mm-hmm. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from. The caller on Skype, stay where you are, please. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, your name, please, and where you are, please. Give us your name.
See, my name is Adam.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, please.
You more than me now?
Yeah, very well, loud and clear, and so is the whole world. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Now, the problem, can change this thing. That is, So this you don't look at a full year, but then you may have back or did an all locker. You don't know general locker, but I'm not sure you're using. What I mean, every worker will try to tell you what business. And even him and Abramon, you know, so I bring you hack a little. So I'm going to leave it now, but more than the dying. Nandabana, I mean, I will not buy when I got inside the cook. Because all my other meaning there's something from Facebook. See, can't show those people anything I want, they will never give it to me. Because I don't have a book haram now. And as soon as I can, I need not suspect you need on your even in fact. So that girl at the band, they try him in there. I'm a challenge. So, actually, I'm traveling with each year at Facebook. I'm not to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you.
They know that if we leave Nigeria, the Hausas will come and pick them off one after the other. The Yorubas are using us as a shield to shield their cowardice, to shield their ineptitude in Nigeria. That's what they're doing. So wherever we see them all the time, they come to you and they're writing all manner of rubbish, trying to scare you from fighting for Biafra. If you are a born Biafran, you are a born Biafra is God's calling. It's like priesthood in the churches. If you are not called by God himself to serve his purpose on earth, you can never like Biafra. You can never like Biafra. Biafra is a spiritual calling. People must know that. Biafra is not meant for every Dick, Tom, and Harry. If you are listening to Radio Biafra this evening, if you believe in Biafra, you are the chosen few. The people that is that have been brought out to lead their people out of bondage into freedom. It's an honor to be a Biafran. It's a privilege. A privilege. You are greater than even the Pope himself. We have to go to Jerusalem because we have things to do. We are not at liberty to disclose that on the air. We cannot tell you. These are very sensitive things that we have to discuss. But Radio Biafra will broadcast from Jerusalem next week, Thursday.
Okay, so bad, so bad, and happy. I don't need to know anything.
So, one year,
I don't know how to report. He has one year to Maca, one year, he has been the doctor's name. He has been the doctor's name, and again, we did a common zoo and the banyan idea.
It's bad. It's very sad. That's what is killing us.
If there is you equals as a hagger.
Where the sacred name of Biafra, 3.5 million people dead. Made den drapota where be card where ha Biafra na esochi. Ana gbonyo awonkete. Ana esuzugare unu hapo ha let's be peaceful. Nde nwara wono nili na wiwe. How can you steal on people's blood? Where ha brande nwara kwafu obara ha? Ka ha chekin ha nyu to defend us. They went to battle and they died to defend us. Somebody had their print here. Odo shise bo se pota. O print your card de Biafra. Onere. Biafra is a merchandise. God forbid Satan. Become one of them. Kebunu no nandi tili. Une mene mitini. Une mene zuko. Une rule
mani. Ima no bu moi chita ide. Jemi. Ima chakita kam. O mama di mani. Maka osu na hage je pad over. Osu na hage je pad over. Je je kota. Because o no ime na wata ha. At least. Eba anibi na mantuwa eba anibi. Ano ma jemi. Kona nge. Nge oba na koronu from mantuwa eba. Because I know so many parts, the community, communities, that's this line I know, so many. I'm not going to order from Mantova.
We know more than and a few other places. We are asking, we hope everything is okay in Italy. Because that is the thing about Biafra. Some people, you talk, Biafra is not about talking. It's your action that defines you if you're a Biafran. Anybody can talk. What action are you taking to back up what you're saying? People coming from Italy, oh, we are Biafrans, we are doing something. What are you people doing? Why are you wasting time? What is holding Italy, for goodness sake? Italy is one of the big people we are counting on. What is the problem with Italy?
That man,
Of course, we are hoping on Italy. Italy is big, and we are counting on Italy to do something. So you do that. We have somebody else on hold on Skype. We go to it. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless all of you in Italy. But please hurry up. We don't know what is happening with Italy. Please, our brother from Greece, conclude very briefly so we can move on to the next callers, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mr. Nadi, I said in a nutshell, okay, I must thank you people that what you are doing is a wonderful job, and we are listening, and we are also doing something to join and do something to liberate our people by joining your Radio Biafra teams, our Guinea Human Rights Initiative. So I just want to encourage you to be steadfast with your colleagues over there, Barrister Imam Mezu, Barrister Adolf Emeka, and so I put you people in the God's prayer. I commit you people in God's hands, and pray that God will continue to lead you and give you more wisdom.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, I'm Michael Luxon.
Michael, go ahead.
Germany,
please go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I'm from Ejo Muno with the SMS syndrome.
Yes. You did, my brother, through RIA. You sent it through RIA Transfer Agency. We got the text message. We'll try and retrieve the money sometime next week. Yes. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye now. Bye. I thought you wanted to say something else, but that's all he called for, to confirm that we got his text message today. He said he couldn't send us money using his card or PayPal, so he had to go and send us his contribution, his monthly contribution towards the upkeep of Radio Biafra, his monthly contribution towards the running cost of Radio Biafra, his contribution towards the making sure that our people back home receive Radio Biafra, and we are very, very grateful to him. A lot of people are calling, please, on Skype. If you can't get through, please, we do apologize. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Italy, sir.
From Italy? One.
Yeah.
You were from Bohana, because Italy. What is going on in Italy?
Because, sir, I've been trying to call since 3 days ago. I don't know what is happening for my this thing. So now I've been listening for this. I heard one sister calling from Mantova.
Yes.
And I don't know her number. I want to call her to so that we can something. I've been trying to tell people. Even today I went to Milan to see our guys. I don't see anyone there, because I'm living. Where I'm living is not where our guys are. Many like that.
Yes.
And Padova, Modena, other places.
Yes.
Where I'm living alone here. Nobody. No, I not even see any Nigerian, Igbo, any Biafra around this area. You see.
So, but
thank you guys so much for what effort you are doing to get our independence. It's very, very serious. I'm very, very serious.
Yes.
Please, brother. My contribution. Don't worry. I will do my contribution. Don't worry. I know that your people. This is needed financially.
Yes.
You need finance. So, without finance, how can we go ahead?
Yes, so, and thank you very much, and stay where you are, because Italy is important to us. Italy is one of the key places. We asked for France as well. Everybody we called on yesterday, we are looking for France. What is holding France? We want to know what is happening in France, because we must also accept the fact that We lost our brother, who is the leader of the struggle back home, Prince Ojiako, and his burial is coming up very, very soon. The wife and the children are destitute. We don't want to abandon them. It is our obligation as the Biafran family to make sure that those children continue their education, to make sure that the wife is taken care of, so that other people will not say, look at Ojiako's wife. He was doing Biafra and died, and nobody took care of them. We don't want that to happen. So please, if you want to make any type of special contribution towards the upkeep of that family, you use the proper channels. As always, go to Radio Biafra and use the donate button. And you can also mark it reference number for the Ojiako family. Please, our leader at home, Prince Longinus Ojiako, who structured the Biafran struggle on the ground, the man who drove away Bakassi, when Bakassi, the criminal Bakassi organization, was in Aba, he did it with his men in Aba. He was a brave man for Biafra. He was a brave soldier. He died in the line of duty to his country. We must honor that family by not abandoning the children. That's what we're saying this evening. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening.
Okay. I'm
yes, go ahead. Thank you. Amen.
I am a boy on I am of the Ronu, I call on Macau, Katuraka, and what are we hand down the man in London?
So
I'm a bomb boy in one eye because of my own way back. I'm not trying to look at it, one operator.
That is a very good idea. Please hold yourselves together, come together as a people, come together as a group, and we love one another in truth and honesty. The new Biafra, there must be, no, you just don't say it, come together. You have to live it, you have to prove it yourself. The only people we are against are those that stole with the blood of our people. We cannot forgive them. What we are asking you to do as a Biafran, as a genuine Biafran, get your people together, your brothers, your sisters. You are one family. You understand that? Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you, and God bless you. If you are in the new Biafran movement that we are pursuing, you, we must return to the spirit of one the number, the spirit of Onubewan Nabaloso. That is why we need to apply that spirit in the case of Prince Longinus Ojiako. He is our brother. He's not with us anymore. He died when he was coming back from Owerri to Aba on a meeting. He was killed incidentally by a Hausa Fulani man driving an articulated lorry who ran into him in his lane, and he died. He will be buried very shortly, and we want to remember him, and we don't want to abandon the family. On Rubenwan Nabaloso, we don't want to abandon the family. We cannot abandon the family, please. It's important. It seems to me that we have a caller on Skype. Do we have somebody on Skype, please? Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening. Hello?
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Nathaniel,
calling from where?
Nathaniel Udensi from Qatar.
Okay, Nathaniel Udensi from Qatar. Please go ahead. Good man. Go ahead.
Somebody called from Qatar. And I'd like to keep in contact with that guy so that we can, I can link in on Qatar so that we plan ahead on what to do.
Yes. Okay. I have your details here. So what we are going to do is I will get the admin to try and send the details to you of our brother who called from Qatar. Caesar, you can just add Caesar to your Skype and then be able to find you. Add Caesar, C-A-E-S-A-R. If you are a brother from Qatar, add Caesar to be able to get him. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, Nnamdi. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Italy. Michael Iranya calling.
Oh, that is Italy is now waking up. We are beginning to get worried. You people are scaring us.
No. Look, I was the first person, if you can recognize, I was the first person that called 3 days ago. And since that time till now, I'm just spreading the gospel of Biafra.
Wonderful. Good man.
In fact,
I went, a place that I went today, I was talking about Biafra, that Biafra is the place now that everybody, every Igbo man supposed to think about. So I am promising you people, I am spreading a lot in Italy. Moreover, Padova, I am just giving you this information to always go cast to Padova people. Padova people, they are not organized. The Igbos in Padova are disappointing the Biafra nation because they are not in unity. The meeting, Igbo Gade, Ochirozo Gade, and the address of the names they are answering. Use your media opportunity and tell them that it is a very shameful thing for every Biafra to be together. Because in olden days, what we know, the Igbos are living together, sharing everything together. So as we came here, they're supposed to be always together so that we will achieve everything. Let them forget all about self-interest. That is, let them forget all about anything self-interest. It cannot help us.
Yes.
Let them help and for us to achieve this great thing.
Yes, but how about is, Rome? What is Rome doing? And Modena, where Samson is, what is happening to Rome? What is happening to Modena? What is going on in those places? And Milan?
Well, I can even tell you, let me just give you this this advice. Padova is a place you have got Italy.
Okay.
There is other people in Italy. I don't disassociate them. But Padova is the heart of Igbo in Italy.
Okay.
If you get them, you have got Italy.
Okay. It is not for us to get them. It is for you people who are Biafrans and the spirit of God to move inside them. Because
I'm doing a lot of things, yeah. my dear brother, because you know, I'm very, very much happy about this radio of Biafra. I've been searching for it for a long time. I cannot even get it. But fortunately to me, with my daughter, I tried my best and got it 3 days ago, and immediately I called. And since that time, I have been spreading the gospel before God and man. That's it's not
good.
A joke.
That's very good. We are happy to hear that. Yeah. That is a very welcome.
So, and that is why now you are hearing more of Italian call.
Okay, that's good. You're doing very well. That is what we want people to do. Go out and look for. Go to village meeting. Go to community meeting. Go to your social club and tell them, listen to Radio Biafra. That is all. And we'll do the rest from here.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm very much happy. In fact, the encouragement you are giving us, the words you are giving us, the system you are moving on, in fact, encourage me. It makes me to be very, very much happy and very, very much hopeful that one day we are going to that promised land.
No, not even one day. One day is too far. We are going there in the shortest possible time. We don't need permission from anybody. Oh, have you been to UN? We don't need permission from anybody because we are occupying our own land. All we are all we need to do is to disengage from Nigeria, and we'll be free.
Do you know your name? Nnamdi. My father is alive. My Nnamdi is a very great name, and you occupied a very a great thing to achieve Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Keep it on. Yes. Your name must help us even to achieve.
Amen.
So I am very much grateful once again.
Thank you. Thank
like
you.
I told you, always mention of Padova in Italy. Call them together. Plead for them. It's not something of by force. Plead for them. They are having election very soon. Biafra.
I think what we need to do is that when Radio Biafra, because we are traveling to Israel, when Radio Biafra comes back from Israel, goes to United States, we'll then come to Italy. We'll go to this Padova and broadcast from Italy.
Exactly, my dear.
We'll come to Italy and broadcast from Italy.
I'm with we'll you. My name is Michael Irania. Yes. I am with you.
Yes, we'll come to Italy to broadcast from Italy. We are putting it out now as a challenge. If you want Radio Biafra to broadcast from your daughter's room, your son's room, from your kitchen, from your bedroom, you are more than welcome to invite us and we'll come. We need to infuse, to energize, to wake up our people wherever they are. We are an unstoppable army. Once we are on the march, nobody can stop us. Don't be afraid. 67 to 70 is not 2013. That time has gone. It is gone forever. This time around, we will get
there. Afraid of what Jesus Christ died for us, and today everybody is calling of Jesus Christ. So if one died for his people, there's nothing the person lose.
Thank you very much. So that is why we say we must not forget. We must not, never forget our heroes that paid the ultimate price for our sake. Thank you very much for calling Irania from Italy. We welcome that. Keep trying. It breaks my heart when people say they can't receive Radio Biafra. I don't know if Dr. Egemba is at a party, which is unlike him. He breathes Biafra. He works for Biafra 24/7. I don't know why our connection didn't establish the way it should. It's a very secure connection. We don't know why that was impossible today. So his dedicated line is not coming through at all. It has just gone 9 p.m. Normally at this time we will close, and we shall be bringing the program to an end today. If you have joined us from wherever you are in the world, we are saying thank you very much. Please, Biafra is not for lazy people. You have to go out and tell the world. You have to go out and announce Biafra to the world. Tell the world that Biafra is here. Tell them that what we are looking for is to be free. We want nothing else other than freedom. Let us see if Dr. Egemba... Doctor, are you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there? Hello, doctor. Can you hear me? Dr. Egemba, I can hear the signal from your side, but you can't hear me, which is very, very unfortunate.
Hello, yes.
What is the problem then, doctor? What is going on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. What is going on?
Hello, no.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
But I can hear you. Unfortunately, I can hear you, but you can't hear us, which is very, very sad.
Each time I pick up and it's connecting.
I don't know why he's doing that. We'll try and look at it. We have managed to overcome all our problems. We shall also overcome this one. Please, at least you've managed to hear from Dr. Egemba, because at Radio Biafra, we don't lie. Anything we tell you is the fact. It is the truth, because any day we lie, we'll close down. Please, we are thanking you from wherever you have listened to us from this evening. We are asking and praying for God's guidance. We are praying to be able to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We cannot lie to you. We cannot deceive you. We're not going to ask you to do anything we can't do ourselves. Anything we are going to do is what we're going to ask you to do also. Radio Biafra is at the front leading. We are not going to shape. We're not going to run back. Please, 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 please give us your faith. Give us your trust. Give us your support. You see what is going to happen. Owana Wonere. Thank you very much for listening to us. And wherever you are in the world, good evening from London.
Ibi mena no mo wagasilele.